Hi, I'm Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Masechet Taharot. We are in the first chapter, Mishnah 7 and 8. Our Mishnayot today deal with a case of where you have dough and the dough is sticking to each other. Dough, as you know, you've known for playing with it in your childhood and probably even recently, kind of sticks to each other. So they're not totally independent of each other, but when you separate them, they can still retain their own independent, not shapes, but personal identities. So the question is, how does tuma spread between individual pieces of dough or individual doughy loaves? Mikratzot, we begin in Mishnah 7, Mikratzot, noshchot zovazo, v'chikarim noshchin zevazeh. Pieces of dough which are stuck together, or loaves which are stuck together, nitzmet achat mehen b'sheretz, kulan techila. If one of them is made tamed by a sheretz, if we're talking in the language we were speaking in yesterday of rishon sheni shlishi, a sheretz would be zero. That's an avet tuma, and if a sheretz imparts tuma to something else, that thing becomes a rishon, makes something else a sheni, and could make something else a shlishi if it's truma, and could make something else a revii if it is kodesh. Okay, nitzmet achad mehen b'sheretz. If one of them, the first piece of glob of dough is made tamed by sheretz, kulan techila. So all the pieces of dough which are touching each other, all of them are a rishon. It's not like some domino effect where the second one's a sheni, the third one's a shlishi. Rather, they're all upgraded to rishon. Pershu kulan techila. If you separate all of them, they all remain a rishon, even though they're not touching each other anymore. B'mashkin, let's say it was rendered impure by a liquid, one of the seven liquids. The seven liquids are considered a rishon by rabbinic decree. So if it was b'mashkin kulan shniot, so everything becomes a sheni. Pershu kulan shniot. They remain, even if you separate, they remain shniot. B'yadayim, our hands are considered to be on a tuma level of sheni, again by rabbinic decree, which has everything to do with why we wash our hands for various ritual things. B'yadayim, which are sheni, kulan shlishiot. Everything becomes shlishi. This, of course, assumes that we're dealing with truma. Kulan shlishiot, pershu, kulan shlishiot. They remain shlishiot. Mishnah 8. Mikretz shehaita tchila vehishichla acherot. So you have a piece of dough that itself was a rishon, meaning it's not, but before we're attaching the other dough, it's an independent glob and it's a rishon, and then you glob on other pieces of dough. Kulan tchila. So all the pieces of dough now are considered a level of rishon. Pershu. So if you separate them, that first original glob remains a rishon, but the other ones are now downgraded to shniot. They're no longer part of the rishon. They didn't receive the avatuma the same way that the rishon did. Haita, they're downgraded to shniot. Haita shnia vehishichla acherot. Let's say that original glob was a sheni and you attached others to it. Kulan shniot. So they all become shenis. Pershu hishnia v'chulan shlishiot. If you separate them, that original glob remains a sheni. The other ones are now downgraded to shlishi, or upgraded, depending on your view, if you're talking about reference point being before it was attached in the first place. Haita shlishit v'hishichla acherot. So let's say it being a piece of truma dough, is a shlishi, and you attach others to it. Hishlishit v'chulan taharot. It is a shlishi, and the other ones are tahor. Bein shepershu, bein shelo pershu. Whether you detach them or whether they remain attached, the reason why they are considered tahor after they're separated is pretty obvious, because we already said that truma can't go down to revi. The reason why they remain tahor even while they're attached to shlishi is a matter of dispute. According to the Bart Nura and others, the reason is since when they're separated, the extra pieces do not acquire tuma, so we can't say that that's a real proper chibur. We can't say even when they are attached that's a chibur, and therefore they remain tahor throughout. Thanks for joining. See you tomorrow.